You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pull up a stool and join us. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekdays 3 to 6 on 95.7 ESPN.
All right, you're back in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia in his ever so persuasive way. One of our regulars, Dan Leverfeldt from Jets Confidential, will convince us that the Jets will beat the Bills Sunday at Bills Stadium, week one of NFL action. We got plenty to get to when we're talking about this matchup. Dan, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, guys, and I'm really, really craving a Napa wood-fired pizza.
There it is.
Just about now.
There it is. Always paying attention.
Never lets us down.
Always paying attention.
Yeah, Dan. Yes. Are you and Victor? Are you injured? Where? Are you coming up for this game, Dan?
I will be up in Buffalo for the game, and then in Victor the day after the game to go to the world headquarters of Jets Confidential.
Wow, you're a busy man traveling out. Have you given any thought what that? I can't even say atmosphere, but what that experience is going to be like covering a game from an empty stadium, Dan?
Well, I did have an experience last year similar when the Jets played at Cincinnati. So that was close, but no, you know, even if you have, you know, some of the teams are going to have 15,000 or 20,000, that does make a little bit of a difference. You're going back to that Cincinnati game, it was a very small crowd, but it still makes a difference. Having nobody there is something I've never experienced before, and I think it's going to be strange for the players. I think the NBA players, I think, have gotten used to it, but NFL stadiums are so much bigger, and the din of the crowd usually has an impact on the game.
Dan Leverfeldt, Jets Confidential, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. All right, let's start with the quarterback. Let's start with how Sam Darnold has looked through the course of the preseason, what you've been able to see and observe out of the Jets signal caller, Dan.
Well, he's clearly more comfortable with the team's playbook, with their system in year two under Adam Gase, who is the head coach and also the co-offensive coordinator of the team. He calls the plays. They have an individual with the title offensive coordinator, but Adam Gase calls the plays. So in year two, Sam Darnold is a lot more comfortable with the system, which should help him make quicker decisions this season.
Did the receivers, we look at this on paper, they look pretty banged up. Dan, what exactly are the Jets going to trot out there week one here?
Well, they said that the two players who were receivers who were out recently, Rashad Perryman and Denzel Mims, they were practiced full today. But the problem there is the fact that Perryman is new to the Jets, and he missed a lot of time this summer. And Mims is a rookie coming from a very simplistic system at Baylor. So he's not only a rookie making a big jump to the NFL, but he's got a lot to learn in terms of route running and getting off the line. And he got no reps the entire summer. He came back late in camp and he did some individual work, but he never practiced with the football team in a legitimate NFL practice. So I don't know what to expect from Mims and Perryman because of their lack of work this summer, but they need those two guys. They're both big, fast targets who can take the top off the defense.
Dan, it was encouraging, if you're a Jets fan, I would imagine, to see the retooling of an offensive line that had Sam Darnold seeing ghosts in 2019. Talk a little bit about the changes made at that offensive line, the addition of Becton and the draft, the kind of a mountain of a human that he is, and what that team might be able to do now in order to protect their quarterback.
Yeah, on paper, it looks like a big upgrade, but the lack of preseason games certainly hurt this new offensive line and their ability to come together quickly. They could have used some preseason games. I know a lot of fans are tired of preseason games because they can be boring and not entertaining, but there, certain units need them, especially a totally reconstructed offensive line. So everyone says they're a close-knit unit, but let's see what happens when Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott dial up all kinds of stunts and twists, and these guys are trying to communicate in a game for the first time. So on paper, this line is better than it was last year, but it could take some time to come together.
Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Dan, we had a chance to talk to Bob Wischusen yesterday, and when we talked about Le'Veon Bell, now, look, fair to say the Jets didn't get the return on investment last year with Le'Veon Bell, but the way Bob described it, he described it as like a pie chart. Like there's a bunch of different reasons why Le'Veon Bell didn't take off last year, and he said the biggest reason being the offensive line. Your thoughts on Le'Veon Bell here, because how big a piece is this to the Jets offense if they can get him going this year?
Well, he is a very big piece, and they certainly need more from him this year compared to last year. True, the offensive line was not great last year, but I think another problem with Le'Veon Bell in 2019 was the fact that he didn't attend his first off-season workout program with a new team. He signed that monster contract in March and then didn't attend the OTAs and the voluntary minicamps. He came to the one mandatory minicamp because that's the one you get fined at, but he wasn't at the off-season workout program, wasn't at the OTAs, and wasn't at the voluntary minicamp. So to me, that set that offense back because he could have really had the opportunity to get comfortable in the system and gotten comfortable with Sam Darnold, because it's not just handing the ball off to Le'Veon Bell that Sam Darnold needs to do. But this guy is one of the best receiving backs in football. So I think that set him back along with the offensive line. This year, he should be more comfortable in the offense, and I expect him to be a very big part of the passing game. I wouldn't be shocked that he has 60, 70 catches this year.
Dan, recap the rookie season for Quinnen Williams there on the defensive line and what we can expect out of him in 2020.
Yeah, Quinnen Williams, it took him a while to get comfortable. He came in very young. He came in after his junior year, 21 years old, and he was a little overwhelmed at first, and I think he was thinking a lot more than he was reacting out there, thinking of his plays, thinking of his assignments. He had a very productive offseason, well, aside from getting in trouble with the law for trying to bring a gun on a plane at LaGuardia Airport, which I think was an honest mistake. I don't think he was looking to break the law, but he's from Alabama, which has looser gun laws, so he made a mistake there. But aside from that, he worked very hard this offseason, got in great shape down in Birmingham with a personal trainer, and is a lot more comfortable in the system. They need him to be a dominant player. They don't have enough dominant players on this roster. This guy was picked very high in the first round last year. They need him to be a poor man's Aaron Donald for them. I'm not saying he'll be anywhere near as good as Aaron Donald, but just a major disruptor on the interior of their defensive line.
Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Dan, the way the Jets finished up last year, now the cynic would say, hey, you didn't play anybody, and Buffalo rested everybody week 17. However, is there something to be said, in your opinion, for momentum carrying over from one year to the next?
I really don't think so, because there's so many new players. You talked about the new offensive line. Defensively, they have a lot of people coming back. But two new receivers who are key guys, we talked about before, in Mims and Perryman, and you have an entirely new offensive line. There's one guy returning, Alex Lewis, but he's a guard who took over in the middle of last year for a player got hurt, and considering he's playing with four new guys around him, it's kind of like five new starters because he didn't play with these guys before. So five new starters on the offensive line, including a rookie left tackle, which I would keep an eye on that Jerry Hughes matchup with Mekhi Becton. Jerry Hughes has all the tricks of the trade, and he's going to pull some things out Sunday that are going to shock Mekhi Becton as far as moves and setting him up and things of that nature. So I don't think there's a huge carryover, one, because there are so many new players, and number two, as you mentioned, it was a very light schedule down the stretch. It was like they were playing the SEC in terms of college conferences. They were playing SEC teams in the first half of the year, and then they went to the MAC in the second half of the year. So you know what? In that Buffalo game, I mean, you guys saw it. Buffalo was pulling starters out left and right. The Jets barely won the game. So to me, that's the kind of game that if you made progress late in the year, you should have won convincingly over a Bills team that locked up a playoff spot and was resting a lot of starters.
Dan, you made mention of the guard for the Jets replacing an injured guard last year. I'm assuming that that injured guard that he replaced last year was Brian Winters, who's now with the Bills, and I'm wondering if you could give us a scouting report on Winters from his time with the Jets.
Well, actually, it was the other guard at the time, but then Winters got banged up also. When you talk about the situation with Alex Lewis replaced a guy named Kelechi Assemble.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you remember that whole controversy when they were fighting with Assemble, the general manager, over whether he needed shoulder surgery or not, and he filed a grievance, and they eventually released him. But Brian Winters is a good player. He's just had some very bad injury luck over the years. He's had so many surgeries. I would say he's a good guard, not a great guard. He's very tough. He'll give you everything he's got. But he's not necessarily elite. He's serviceable and solid.
Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential, our guest. We're certainly familiar with Greg up here. So, how does he? What changes in that secondary, Dan? Because you just don't give up a player like Jamal Adams and expect to be better, do you?
No, I don't think so. And when you talk about Marcus May, who will replace Jamal Adams, meaning Marcus May started last year, but Marcus May was the deep center fielder at safety. Now he's playing close to the line like Jamal Adams did. So he's moving into that role, and he's already hurt. He's got a calf injury, and Marcus May had so many injuries his first couple of years. I just wonder if he'd be able to deal with the wear and tear of being a box safety, because Jamal Adams had that big, thick build, and Marcus May is more lean. More of a covered safety than a box safety. So they have to keep their fingers crossed as far as injuries for Marcus May. And he's already dealing with a calf and was limited in practice today. The deep safety, McDougald, is a solid deep safety. He's a guy that came over in the Jamal Adams trade along with two first-round picks. They got a starting safety in McDougald, who is a good center fielder. So those are the two safeties. They need more difference makers on defense, guys that can blow up the game, as Bill Parcells used to say. That's why they need Quinnen Williams to be special this year.
Yeah.
Because around Quinnen Williams, you have a lot of guys that are, you know, pros, but not guys you really need the game plan for.
Right. I imagine that C.J. Mosley opting out is probably a huge blow for that defense and that second level of the defense that makes the job even tougher on the secondary and on Quinnen Williams as well.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say a lot about C.J. Mosley's impact on the Jets because last year he played two partial games. You saw one of them against Buffalo, and he did some good things in that first half, including the pick six. But then he suffered a sports hernia in the same game, covering a Bills receiver in the end zone. And then he came back a few weeks later, and he just was playing on one leg. So I assume he would have had a big impact on the Jets this year, but I've only seen two partial games from him, and he opted out this year. So it should be a big loss, but it's hard for me to say that without seeing him play much here.
Dan, some Bills fans think the Bills not only should win this game, it should be a 2-touchdown or more win, but lay out how you think this game would go and what would be the scenario, or how could the Jets win this game week one?
Well, I think the element of surprise is going to be enormous across the league in the NFL with no preseason games. Teams are going to go into games, and the opponent's going to throw so many wrinkles at them. They're going to have to make so many adjustments because they have no tendencies to base anything on. Not that you show a lot in preseason, but they're going to have to go back to last year's film. But the problem with going back to last year's film is, in the case of a lot of these teams, as I mentioned, like the Jets, there's so much turnover on the roster. So you're watching film, and a lot of guys aren't even on the team anymore. So I think the Jets win this game if they can win the element of surprise against Buffalo. But I'm picking the Bills in this game. I know you guys thought I was going to convince you that the Jets were going to win. But I just have to see this Jets new offensive line in action before I can buy into them yet. They do have a lot of talent on paper, but I don't know how they're going to play together. And I'd be a little concerned if I was a Jet fan or Jet coach with Jerry Hughes against Mekhi Becton. Mekhi Becton, I think, is a little too heavy, to be honest with you. He's like 369 pounds. And I know he's 6'7", but to me, what's wrong with 6'7", 345? Why do you need to carry close to 370? And you know, you rarely see left tackles in this league that big. You'll see right tackles who are huge, like Trenton Brown of the Las Vegas Raiders is like 380. You don't usually see left tackles because they have to deal with all that quickness and edge talent on the quarterback's blind side. So the Jerry Hughes matchup against Mekhi Becton should be a concern for the Jets. But I'm going to pick the Bills because I think Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier will cause a lot of problems with their game plan against a newfangled offensive line. And the fact that those two receivers hardly practiced this summer, Perryman and Mims, I think that hurts the Jets' offense a little bit. I think the Jets will get better as the season progresses. But a veteran team with a veteran staff like Buffalo, that's a tough first-week opponent for a team with so many new parts. So I'm going to pick the Bills.
Dan, what needs to happen with the Jets as an organization for Adam Gase to keep his job in 2021?
Well, let's remember, they don't have, in Christopher Johnson, the owner, who's a very nice guy, they don't have a George Steinbrenner-type owner who's going to, you know, he's not quick on the trigger to fire people. I think considering the circumstances this year, in terms of the COVID and the weird year it's been for the NFL, you know, I don't think there's going to be a lot of coaches fired after this year. I think a lot of them are going to be cut slack. I think the only way Adam Gase gets fired this year is if the Jets absolutely lay an egg and don't put forth a great effort. If they hang around and they win their share of games, I don't think he's in trouble. It would have to take an absolute bottoming out for him to be in trouble. And the real superstar in the Jets organization now is Joe Douglas, the GM. The fans love him. The media respects him. He looks like they finally found their GM. And the thing about Adam Gase is, he showed it in Miami, and the Bills were the beneficiary of one of these moves. He wasn't a good personnel guy. He was too knee-jerk, too reactionary. The Bills reference I'm making is Jordan Phillips, who he threw out of Miami and played great for the Buffalo Bills. Jay Ajayi was thrown out of Miami, played well for Philadelphia. The receiver that went to Cleveland played well. So when you look at all those players that Adam Gase got rid of in Miami, including cutting three offensive linemen after one game, Adam Gase is not a great personnel guy. I think he's an okay coach. Now he has a really good personnel guy. He's not involved in that. He can just coach the team. So I think he's in a better place now to do a better job without personnel on his plate.
So set us up for 2021 and beyond here, Dan, because yes, we know that the Jets have some extra draft picks thanks to Seattle coming their way, but the cap likely will go down in the NFL next year. How is the Jets' cap situation, and what is actually the future of the franchise here, would you say?
That's a great question about their cap, because they took some criticism the last few months because they didn't spend a lot of money. I mean, obviously going back to March and the beginning of free agency, but then they got rid of some players and they cleared up more cap space and they still didn't spend a lot of money. Some people thought they might sign the free agent defensive back Logan Ryan, who ended up going to the Giants. But the way the Jets look at it is, because the cap's likely going to go down next year, they wanted to create a nest egg with some cap money they could carry over from this year to next year. So that's one of the reasons they didn't go crazy spending. So they're positioned to deal with a cap reduction next year, and then getting two first-round picks next year, that's the kind of cheap labor you need in a season with less cap space. So they're in a good position moving forward to do some things in 2021.
Dan, you're always gracious with your time to come into the sports bar and hang out with Gene and myself. Can you do us and our listeners a favor and let us know a little bit more about your Rochester-based publication and where we can read more of your work?
Yes. We are based in the Rochester suburb of Victor, and beautiful Victor. And we've been around for 25 years with the legendary Dave Altman and Dave Jones, who Gene knows very well, doing a great job over there. And if someone wants to order the monthly publication, They can go to our website, jetsconfidential.com, or give us a call at 1-800-932-4557, 1-800-932-4557 to order the magazine. And before I go, are there any other Rochester businesses I can plug that we can work in here?
Well, we could take you golfing at Ravenwood there in Victor next time, Dan. I don't even know if you're a golfer or not, so...
I just took golf clubs out of storage and they're pinnacles from like 30 years ago. So I don't even, I think it would make Raven, if I went on with these clubs, Ravenwood would be embarrassed.
Dan, you, me, and Gene, we'll go out and embarrass ourselves at Ravenwood. Michael let us on the course. We can do some damage and there's a great bar there afterwards. Come on, let's do it.
And then we'll go to Napa Wood Fire Pizza.
Of course.
That's it.
Yes, of course.
Dan Lepperfeld. Fan of Rochester, Jets Confidential. You can get it on the newsstands. Dan, always appreciate that. Safe travels up to Buffalo this weekend.
Okay, guys. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
You got it. Dan Lepperfeld of Jets Confidential. Talking some Bills and Jets in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Oh, my gosh. You picked the Bills?
Did.
What? Well, makes sense. Yeah, that offensive line. Yeah, you got to see it. But I think he does bring up a good point. This year, more than ever, what the element of surprise? I don't know if it's surprise or the unknown. Things we don't know here about these teams are just assuming. Week one is going to be wild. So if you missed that conversation, you want to learn a little bit more, just download the radio.com app, hit the rewind button. You can listen back to it on demand.
We've got I'll Drink to That on the way next. Some takes on tap, sports thoughts for you to wrap your mind around. And you're always welcome to join us in the sports bar with your reaction at 454-ESPN, 585-454-3776. Gino, did you see? Did you see how the college basketball postseason may be changing?
Yes. Right. I'm excited. You know why I'm excited about this? I'll tell you why. Okay, we'll wait.
I know why you're excited.
I know. Nobody else would care. But, like, look, it's we got to get into that. And by the way, if Boeheim and the ACC is weighing on this, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Each day I've been picking up one game during this, and it's like the test I didn't want to study for. It's like the assignment you didn't want to do in high school. There's one game that is giving me fits week one. I urge you, don't go anywhere near this game. It looks great to pick the favorite. It's a trap. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to tell you which one to avoid week one.
Really?
It's a trap.
We don't want to go anywhere near it.
No. No, I will lay out the reasons why, because I'm like, this is an easy one to pick, and I've been hesitant to talk about this game.
This one looks easy to me, but well, okay,
it's
we'll discuss.
It's not easy.
We'll discuss.
Not easy.
All right, I'll Drink to That is on the way next. More next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind. Radio.com Rewind. It's your way to check out and listen to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.